Today is a life day, and I kind of want to talk about how different ways people are really using crypto to survive, especially during like these times. And I've done a couple other ones where we kind of discussed this stuff and we went over different methods. But now I'm just going to go over methods that either I or other people actually use, people I do know, people you can find on the internet, online, in different places. And I'm going to even name off some company names and different things like that to give you direct resources, so to speak, that you can pre-search, find, and start on your own. The backlog is kind of like, if you just go through a couple of the other life days, you'll actually get most of the backlog. So as this lockdown situation happens, more and more people are asking themselves, like, what can I do for money? Not everybody is actually able to receive a stimulus package, like in the United States, for example, or Canada. Actually, I think everyone in Canada can receive it. Or mostly, but not everyone in America can, and I'm sure other countries, some other countries are not even doing stimulus packages at all. And so this is a perfect time to really explain what you can do to go ahead and earn some extra money, or earn money 100% while you're in this lockdown. And we're going to really go over mostly social type websites and platforms that pay you in some form of altcoin. But I am also going to name a couple of ones where you can get paid in Bitcoin, or like, you know, Anchor, you can get paid in cash, your fiat that you of your country. And some of these you're not actually, not everyone in every country will be able to participate in, but you might actually be able to still receive payment, because again, a lot of these are going to be social sites where you go on and you post and you talk and stuff like that, and you receive an earning based off of the click rate or the like or the comments or donations or tips from other users. And if you can't, a lot of these everyone can, about anywhere can post, but there are some where if you're in a handful of blacklisted server countries, these are countries where they're blacklisted by common servers in America and in Europe and in Canada, then the only thing you'll be able to do is like, comment, and share, and not actually be able to post if you're in one of those blacklisted countries. But a lot of these, if you like, comment, and share, you still have a chance of earning. So really, the amount of time you're willing to spend to get started on these platforms is going to be probably your most length of time you have to worry about setting it up, putting in your name, giving them your blockchain address, or setting up a wallet. And after that, it's really just about what you're doing. So that's pretty much it for the backlog. If you want to hear more before this episode, just go ahead and go back to a couple different live episodes and crypto episodes and get a listen for them and get a feel. Then just come right back and start here where you began, because especially if you're on Anchor and you're listening to this, you can actually skip section to section by swiping from right to left, and you'll actually go to the next section, which is very, very nice. So yeah, I think social sites and platforms is the best place to start. For many people that, especially Bitcoin maximalists and maximalists of any kind, they tend to not do this option. They tend to say, well, I don't want to be on a social site that pays me an altcoin. It better pay me a Bitcoin, or it better not pay me another coin. It better just pay me a my coin. So the first thing you got to do is you just kind of got to release the ideal in your head that there is any form of difference between altcoins and altcoins. The only difference is between altcoins and Bitcoin. And if you're a Bitcoin maximalist and you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, man, I ain't gonna do none of this because it's just an altcoin. Well, keep in mind, those altcoins add up. Those altcoins can be used for a multitude of things. And I've mentioned in other casts before, different ways you can use altcoins to get Bitcoin. You can use altcoins to get listeners, attention, and more followers. You can use altcoins to learn to trade. It's a very great way to start trading because you can take a coin that you received probably for free, probably for a post, probably for a comment or a like, and take it and trade it up slowly and then eventually get your way to the coin you prefer, like Bitcoin, if that is your choice. So this is the reason why I say, you know, if you're stuck in a situation or maybe your stimulus package that you received wasn't enough, like me, I still have not received anything. If you're in these situations, then using social media blockchain or social media with altcoin payout, it's a huge difference than just using the ones that do absolutely nothing for you other than maybe waste your time. And of course, all of these social sites have some form of time wasting in them. So if you really want to do this in accordance to your trade outfit and you want to have a value to put to the altcoin you're about to receive for doing these different platform tasks, then what you need to do is you need to record or put down a start and stop time of you on that platform. And just doing that, just putting a time behind your earning will really tell you if you're earning or if you're just wasting your time. And even me, there's a couple of social sites I go to that I feel like all it does is waste my time. I don't really earn anything. And those platforms, over time, I now spend the least amount of time on. And if it wasn't for me keeping track of how much time I spent on these platforms to how much I got paid for that time, and then I would have never known that I was just wasting time posting to these platforms. Now, I'm not going to directly tell you which platform that is right now. Maybe when we go over them. Because, unlike me, there's a lot of people out there that have a lot more followers, a lot more clout, a lot more situations. And those people tend to get paid, they make, you know, I should say, way more money, way more altcoins, way more profit than, like, what I do. And the great thing is you don't really have to have a following on a lot of these to even earn. You just have to spend some time. So let's go ahead and drop into the first one. Some of our first social sites we need to look at is Steemit and Hive. Now these are basically the same websites, although if you set up a Steemit account, you will automatically have that Steemit account pushed over to Hive. I could be wrong, but I believe that is, if you had set up your Steemit account before Hive started, your Hive account will automatically be there. Now, for anybody who just started a Steemit account today, you're going to realize that there's one of two issues with that. Either you have to wait for them to, like, accept you and set up your account and everything, and then you can use it, or you have to pay. And so I never recommend paying. I will never say, hey, use this site, it costs to get in, because I'm one of those people who can't afford to get into sites that cost to get in. I can't afford to pay up front for stuff. And I know there's a lot of people out there in all different countries that have that exact same issue. Even before this started, even before the lockdowns and stuff, they had that same issue. They didn't have the money to get in ahead of time. And that's absolutely fine, because Hive is your alternative. Hive is basically the exact same thing as Steemit. And it's actually a fork of Steemit that the community of Steemit did. Because recently Steemit was acquired by the Binance, well not Binance, my bad, the Tron system owner, Justin Sun. And so a lot of people went ahead and they said, well, we want a different one. We don't want to be owned by anybody specifically like that. And the last owner of Steemit, which was the creator, they basically set up their main Steemit account as a way of helping the community. And the funds that was in that account was designed, well, it was there as a pre-mine, but it was there to assist in building the community. So they were afraid that that would not be available after Justin's son took it over. And honestly, Justin's son has been using those funds for a multitude of bad actor plays. So I always recommend Hive over Steemit, just because of the situation with Justin's son and Steemit. But I can't give Hive any more praise or any less praise. It's about the same. The community over there is more community focused, though, and more individually powered, which is, I guess, better. I guess it's always better to be like that. It's a little bit, you could say, a little bit more decentralizable. Doesn't mean it is decentralized yet, but it's working on it. And so basically what those are like blog platforms. Go on there, write your thoughts, post videos, post pictures with it. You know, you can do some markup, which will really help you out. And I think it's not actually markup. I think it's markdown styling, which, if you don't know the difference between markup and markdown, markup is basically HTML and CSS. There's a lot of places where they don't allow you to markup. They allow you to markdown. Markdown is a limited resource within HTML that's kind of old, but super well used. And just because, like, it allows users to have control over their post, how the post is going to turn out, how it's going to formulate, and how it's going to be presented to the other, the users, the people, you know, following you, people reading it and stuff. And with that extra little bit, it really makes a huge difference. And Steemit has that same thing where you can do markdown, but this is where these two platforms kind of take you to the next level. This is the only reason why these two platforms have their own situation, because they allow markdown styling in the post, so you can make sure that post looks exactly the way you want it to. Now, the next one I want to go into, and pretty much everyone after this, is going to be slightly different. It's all going to be more like Twitter, or more like Facebook, or more like Instagram, or more like, you know, YouTube, or something like that. So it's going to be a lot more of what you're used to. Yes, a little bit more of what you're used to is exactly what we're looking at. So there's tons of places you can go to right now, and you can earn a cryptocurrency for doing just about anything. So let's start with some of the easiest ones to get on and the easiest ones to use. Okay, sounds great. Rebuzz and Bravo. Now that's Bravo Coin and Rebuzz. These are two platforms made pretty much by the same people, I believe, and they look very similar. But two different cryptos that you can earn that are tradable on exchanges that you can go to other cryptos and eventually make your way to Bitcoin or Litecoin or Monero or something like that. And Bravo Coin or Bravo, the app, it allows you to make reviews on anything you do. It's basically like Yelp. And they actually consider themselves like pretty much the crypto version of Yelp. And after being on the platform for over a year and really enjoying the platform, and I can't actually say it's over a year, it was since last year, I really like the platform. I don't personally make as many reviews as other people, but I use it to find reviews. I actually find it a little bit more better to just find reviews of places I want to go to. Especially if I'm gonna go visit a town I've never been to, I can't trust Google Maps reviews. I can't trust Yelp reviews, especially since Yelp reviews are used against companies all the time. And now Google reviews, since about 2018, is in the same boat. People are actually using it to get free comps, get free this, free that, and they're getting harder and harder to trust. People are getting paid to post Google reviews in some areas. And this is concerning. So if you're not getting paid to post a Google review or a Yelp review, go to Bravo. Try Bravo Coin. And even though I don't think I've reviewed anything ever, I still make Bravo Coin for looking at other reviews, liking them, commenting on them, sharing them. And that's way better than what any of these other ones can say, like Yelp and Google. Now, Rebuzz is, I don't know, I guess you could say a very close competitor to Facebook. It is nothing quite like Facebook, except for the fact that you can make posts with pictures and videos. You can like repost, or they call it buzzing, rebuzzing, with or without a comment. You can comment on them and tip them, and so it's got this really nice architecture to it that's very similar to the Bravo architecture. And so you really get this easy to go from Bravo to Rebuzz, just because they're very similar in style and how they actually work. And that's really nice. Not even though one's a review and one is more like a 100% socializing platform, Rebuzz is still a great platform. It's a young platform. It's kind of new. And so getting into a newer platform kind of gives you a heads up. Like, I was early on into Facebook and early on into Twitter, and that's really given me an edge on the competition, just because I was there before many other people. So many of the people who were pretty big there, they follow me just because I was one of the first people on there. Although I'm not on Facebook anymore, I did have millions of followers. I did have millions of views every day. I did get tons of attention on there. Eventually, I got off because of Facebook and everything they were doing, which is why I'm on like Rebuzz and Hive and Steemit and stuff. So, the next set we're going to go into is Float. Float app is another Facebook competitor, also very similar to Twitter, but you can even go live. You can do live streams on Float, post pictures, videos, make posts, and interact with the community and have a following and all this fun stuff. You'll get paid. Now, this is a little bit weird because you can get paid on Float. You can have people basically subscribe to you, and they donate a certain amount of US dollar value to Bitcoin. So they are tipping you by subscription with Bitcoin, but to the US dollar value. So, like, for example, I have subscribers at $1 a month. So they pay me $1 worth in Bitcoin every month just to get exclusive content from me. And this is something that I don't think, while I was on Facebook, you didn't really have. I just started to try to tip into this when I was leaving Facebook. And what this means basically is you can actually make a post and say, hey, look, this isn't public. This is only for the people who are subscribed to me at this value or this value or this value. And now only those people can actually open it up and view it. But everyone can say you posted something to that. So this allows you to gain subscribers if you don't have them, because then people see that you're posting stuff for your subscribers. And this kind of gamifies subscribing, instead of it just being strictly a look, blah 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 blah. It's now a hey, I can't see what that says unless I subscribe. And that's probably the one major thing that Float has done over other platforms that I absolutely enjoy. I don't get paid per post, I don't get paid per like, but I'm getting subscribers to me, and one of the ways I can get more subscribers is just by posting to those subscribers. It's an unusual situation, and I'm so glad they've done this. And again, like I said, you can do live streams to Float, which is really nice. There are people that live stream all the time to Float, so it's like there's tons of stuff you can actually do there. The next one I want to talk about is Note blockchain. Note blockchain is actually a wallet for the Note blockchain currency, cryptocurrency. It is its own crypto, and it is a very great wallet. But one of the fine features of this wallet is its Note social adoption. There's actually a section in the wallet where you can socialize with other people who have the wallet, you know, other people who are Note blockchainers, and you can mine Note blockchain. And using the social Note social is the second best way to receive Note. And that is because on Note Social you can post, you can like, you can tip, you can comment. You can even tip your comments. So even though it's a really young platform for the social side, the wallet's been around for a long time. And the blockchain has been around for a long time. So now this one isn't another. This one is not one where you just get paid just to post or just that. You have to be tipped. But so many people just tip, because tipping on there is like the way you can really tell people something. You can say hello to someone just by tipping. You can let someone know you read their stuff just by tipping. And a lot of times on other platforms, the like feature is just overly used. It's just an overburdened situation. And there's no downvoting, no downliking, no disliking. It's all either a tip, a comment, or a like. And this simplicity really has shown that people love it. People like that it's simple, it's easy to use, and it's inside their wallet. So they don't have to worry about, did their wallet connect or anything like that. It's all right there in the same spot, which makes that uniquely different. SoMe Social is kind of like a play on the words of some people that just call SoMe as in social media. And so they made SoMe Social. And this is, like I said, a play on the words of social media, downsizing, you know, SoMe. And it does allow you to connect to your Steemit account. Connecting, I believe there's actually a couple of different platforms that actually connect to your Steemit account, which basically means connecting to your Steemit account. Like, I think Rebuzz is another one that does this. What that means is you can post on here and then have it pushed to your Steemit. And I think actually in some of these like SoMe, it's not always it posts to your Steemit, but then your Steemit interacts with it in some other form, and people can actually then give you some form of reasoning to gain value. So on Steemit and Hive, the way the way they pay you is if people like it, an affectionate amount of Steemit is you know, like it's kind of like an earmark. They say, hey, look, I like this, I have this much voting power, I want to put this much behind it. So at the end of like its time frame for being in payouts in Steemit, I think it's like every 7 days, you'll get paid that amount in Steem. So now this just gives you another way to receive that Steem and to gain value on another platform. So this is really nice. SoMe is a very close competitor to Facebook and Twitter, just like the other two, you know, just like the other two. They're very close competitors. And with this Steemit connecting power, it allows you now to get paid on it. So I'm not going to go a whole lot into SoMe, just because it's just like the other ones. It's very similar to Rebuzz, but at the same time, it's very similar to Flow. And it's nowhere near like either one of them. It's its own unique thing. Getting onto it, might just change your day. Friendster. Friendster has been around for a while. And there are people that get paid on Friendster. And Friendster is an older social system for altcoiners, and it's still very useful. I mean, people use it all the time. And it's another blog platform, but it looks so much like Instagram or Facebook. It's very close to one of those. And even though there are Instagram equivalent to blockchain platforms through Steemit and Hive and all these other things, but this one on its own is very close. So if you haven't tried Friendster out, but you're on Slack or Facebook or Twitter, then go ahead and give this a try. See what it's about and give it your all. Because if you've been on Minds, then you're going to like this one. It's even similar to Minds. Okay, so like I said, there's competitors to Instagram through social sites like Steemit and Hive. And all that means is that there's other platforms that rely on the Steemit chain or the Hive chain for your posts and stuff, but it allows you to get additional payments. That's right, allows you to receive more on those blockchains, on those platforms. So what if you was on a platform that's very similar to Instagram, but not the look of Instagram? What if it was very similar to the look of PhotoBucket, but wasn't PhotoBucket? That's right, you're talking about File Army. File Army is exactly as it sounds. It's an army of users posting images to File Army to receive Bitcoin payouts. And these payouts are in the form of Satoshi, so they are lower payments. And you do have to have like a specific wallet, which is a web-based wallet. I obviously have the wallet, and I'm on a cell phone. So if I can be on here and I can post and make money for my pictures, then you can too. And one of the great things about File Army is you can post your pictures there, post your images there, and then when you want to use them on like your website, you want to embed it, you can. You can go on there, you can embed it, you can do all that. You can even set options when you upload for no embedding for other people, so no people can't embed yours. But now, the best thing about it is when people like, comment, embed your video, your picture, or whatever, then you're going to get paid on Satoshi. You're going to get paid for the ad revenue on your screen. And so now you actually have a reason why you're getting paid. This is very, what I like to call, a faucet-like site. Because faucets pay you for your ad view. And an altcoin or Bitcoin. And so this is kind of the same thing. You're actually going to get paid for what's on the screen on the other user's end. And that's unbelievable, right? Now I just want to keep rolling into this. This one section is so long, I'm actually going to do a whole other section just over the video platforms. There's so many video or similar platforms where you can post. Some of them pictures, some of them just pictures and videos, and some of them pictures, videos, and yes, actual text. So you can have like a whole little social thing on there. And then there's even one that allows you to do just about anything, almost any file, almost anything, like texts, videos, pictures. The option there, when you have these kinds of options, really makes a difference. But these are all platforms that originally started as a video sharing platform. So let's get right into BitTube. BitTube is a web browser. It's got airtime, so you can monetize your websites. You can monetize your web browser use if you don't have the BitTube browser. But what started off as BitTube, then became BitTubers, then became BitTube.tv, because they knew what they wanted to do, and as their user base grew, they had to adjust and change their look, their platform, their way of doing things, so that to make their users happy. And I think when a company is doing something to make their users happy, that's a difference. Because like on Facebook, they keep changing their UI to make themselves happy, so they can have more use against their users, so they can do more behind the curtain with their users' information. But BitTube is almost the opposite. It's doing it all for the user, all for the user experience, all for the quality of your experience. And right now, they're at a point where I believe that they are found their whole little thing, their niche. It's there, because on BitTube.tv, it's originally designed for videos, but you can post pictures, and now you can even do social posts. You can do text posts, and I'm on a mobile phone, and I'm using BitTube.tv, and so it's obviously usable on just about anything you get your hands on. And it being a web system means you don't have to download an app. You don't have to have something specific. And you can log in anywhere. Go to the library, log in, watch some BitTube videos, log out. You got paid for watching those videos. You post videos and people watch them. You get paid for those videos. So this one is a 100% user payment system. You watch, you get paid. You get your videos get watched, or your posts get liked, or whatever. You get paid. And it's a new type of monetizing system is what it really is. And that's why they had to go from one to another, because the monetizing, they realized at first, At first they thought, well, we can monetize videos. Then they went, whoa, through this same system, we can monetize web traffic. And then now they are able to monetize all of your traffic. So that means that's how it works, is when you get on and you're using it, they're monetizing your traffic. The traffic you're giving them, they're monetizing that to pay you. And instead of it being monetized to push ads to your screen or whatever, this is kind of like a proof of user experience, proof of user use that you're getting paid for. Anytime you have a blockchain or a crypto and they're using a proof of anything that has some form of tangible or intangible experience or situation, in this case it's an intangible, provable situation that you was on there doing something. And we can see that. And that's unbelievable. So a lot of times when you have monetizing, you're completely not anonymous. This is, you know, but because the way BitTube works, you can get your own BitTube wallet. They got a web app, so like again, you can be anywhere and access it, or you can have one on your phone or your computer. And so then you can just make tons of wallets, any number of wallets, unlimited amounts of wallets, and you can now anonymize your monetized traffic. Traffic you're giving them that's being monetized, you can anonymize that. So this is a 100% completely unique system. But it's not the only one that's similar. There's other similar ones. So Library.tv. Library.tv has been around for a bit, but really only started taking off in probably the past year. 2019, early 2019, it really took off. People really started getting on like crazy. And believe it or not, just the other day, they reached their 1 million mark, 1 million interactive users and things like that. So it's like, whoa, they have really been reaching new heights than other similar platforms. Because on Library, you can post almost any file that you want. I've posted Vox files, which is a pixel Vox file. I have posted text, pictures, videos, GIFs, you name it, you can probably post it. And even if your device can't see what's posted because of whatever reason, like the Vox file, you gotta have a Vox viewer. So I can post it there, people can see it's there, and then people can download the file to see it. So having this ability, users being able to download the file to see what it is up, it sounds scary, but it's very decentralized. This is probably the most decentralized system I've seen. BitTube is very decentralized, but this is even more decentralized. They have a decentralized video play, video storing system. So all of your stuff that you store, it's stored in different ways to be as decentralized as possible. And every year they grow to increase decentralization and privacy. Where something BitTube had already achieved was a major form of privacy, Library is on the tail. They're right behind them, increasing their privacy, increasing the way everything's done, and decentralizing the whole system. Because that's the ideal, is the more decentralized you are, the harder it is to shut down. And the harder it is to shut down, the safer you should feel about its longevity. So, again, Library is very nice. Now, you don't actually get paid per view. You don't get paid every time you view. You kind of do rely on tips, but at the same time, you don't. If other people watch your content, or they look at your content, or they view your content, you're going to have on Steam, you get like an earmark of, hey, this person deserves some money. And then when people like it, another earmark. And then if someone tips your stuff, well, then you get that at the end of the month in a bundle, like a batch payout, along with all of your other earmarks for Library tokens, LBC. And if you go a step further, which they have, that you can actually support your videos, other people's content, your channel, their channel, you can support it. This means you can put value behind that video, that whatever, that post, to give it a ranking increase so more people can see it. So now you have a way of controlling being seen. Now, yeah, that's a gamification, which means that there are some downfalls to it. There's always downfalls to gamifying stuff. The downfall here is the more people gamifying their views, supporting their stuff to get more views, even if it's their channel, then there's going to be to get that higher tip-top increase on the bar of the trending or the whatever, you got to have more value behind it. You got to have more LBC. One of the great things I like about this is that at any point in time, a user can go through their... a user can go through their content and say, I want to remove the support off this, I want to remove the support off that. They can even remove the funding they put down on a video or a post or a file to have that video post or file removed. You can even put money behind the naming of your content. So you have a specific name for your channel and someone else wants that channel, they could put money up to receive that channel name, and then yours would be dropped off of you, so then you'd have to put money up to then receive it back. And although I've not actually seen that done on this platform, I've not seen anyone stealing names or anything like that from just putting in enough money, but the fact is that you can do that, and at any time you can pull that money back and put it back into your wallet. This is different. This is way different. This gives users even more control of what they have and what they can do. And I think that library has really a strong force behind them with the gamification, because people like doing that, so they find it fun and exciting. And say you have a post today you want people to see today, but you don't care if they see it tomorrow. Well, tomorrow you just pull the funds from it, and the support funds from it, and it won't be so high up. Then you put that on something else, your new video, your new post, or your new whatever, or your channel. And that's a huge difference. Now, we're still not done with all these platforms. Even though those are two major video type platforms, there are other social media platforms. There are other video media platforms. So, there are platforms for cryptocurrencies of just about every type and flavor, including BSV. I'm not a BSV fan. I don't actually like BSV at all. But there are fans out there. There are people that like it. There are people that use it. There are people that have reason for it. And there are platforms for it, like Twitch. Twitch is its own unique little thing, and it gets its own little bit of point, because you actually have to pay for everything on Twitch. You have to pay to post, you have to pay to like, you have to pay to comment, you have to pay for everything. Everything's recorded on the blockchain. Just like if you are using blockchain messenger, everything's recorded to the blockchain. So that's the reason we have to pay. You have to actually put money behind it for it to be attached to their chain. And even though this type of technology isn't very the best, as some people would say, like me, but people who have BSV, people who mind BSV, and they just want something to do with it, it's another option. And so I don't think this is a type of social platform we'll see very often. I think, though, in the smaller niche groups, it's going to be more often. Because on BSV, if I post something and I pay, it goes to the system. But if I like something or someone's, or comment on their stuff, they receive the payment of the BSV. And that's where it's different. And just like that, today's outro is sponsored by 3dbtclist.com. It was just decentralized, just updated, and being its own mesh network, it shows the abilities and the powers behind hash-based websites. That's right, 3dbtclist.com. It's on your screen right now. If you're on Anchor, just go ahead and click where it says 3dbtclist.com and go directly to it. And what this will let you do is both collect and earn free cryptocurrency. This also will give you a little bit more information on where to find some places like social things I'm talking about now, and even more, including faucets, to even knowledge. Maybe you want to learn how funnels work, or maybe you want to learn how you can actually trade, or maybe you want to learn where to trade, or exchanges that are trustable or usable or people to use commonly. And that's exactly what 3dbcelist.com is going to give you. It's going to give you, at your fingertips, access to dozens or more websites, web accounts, and places for crypto. And it's one of the first crypto hub websites out there. It's been around since 2017. The 3dBTC list has actually been around since 2015. So one of the longest, most trusted crypto hub websites.